no UFOs, at least that we know of, in the new movies this weekend. But Rambo makes a big return. Yes, Sly Stallone is back in action, as if that Rocky comeback weren't enough. And this time, Rambo is rescuing missionaries in Myanmar, the country formerly known as Burma. The other big flick in theaters this weekend features Diane Lane chasing a cyber murderer. Here with a roundup of these films and more is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
If you can believe beautiful Diane Lane as an FBI agent and that a serial killer is murdering people on his own website, then maybe the thriller Untraceable is just for you. Yes, it's Silence of the Lambs meets Wi-Fi as Lane and Colin Hanks try to catch this killer before he kills again, or merges with YouTube or Facebook or whatever it is you crazy computer kids are up to.
He's carved the name of the website into the guy's chest. It looks like he's threatening to drain him.
So the more people visit the site, the more the drug is released, and the faster he bleeds.
Even though The Hollywood Reporter calls it highly watchable, the large majority of critics compare it to dial-up, slow and tedious. The Arizona Republic snarls lazy and ridiculous, and The Wall Street Journal finds that Untraceable runs the gamut from unconscionable through unwatchable to unendurable. And a film from Romania that somehow did not get an Oscar nod for Best Foreign Film, even though it won the Palme d'Or at this year's Cannes, is 4 months, 3 days, and 2 hours. It tells the gritty story of a young woman trying to arrange an illegal abortion in 1987 communist Romania. The nation's critics applaud this harrowing film. Variety raves, pitch perfect and brilliantly acted. Rolling Stone calls it a masterwork. And Time magazine cheers, gripping and satisfying. And for those of you who have been waiting 20 years for that multi-layered, three-dimensional warrior Rambo to return to the big screen, the wait is over. Yes, Sylvester Stallone is back as John Rambo, who tries to save some missionaries in war-torn Burma.
What did you do? We came here to help stop the killing. Who are you to tell us?
Who are you? Who are any of you?
The critics aren't feeling very nostalgic for Rambo. The Philadelphia Inquirer warns, this isn't a movie, it's an adrenaline pump and purveyor of raw carnage. The Associated Press yawns, one Stallone do-over we could do without, and Salon.com finds it neither cathartic nor entertaining. Yeah, geez, I mean, Rambo and Stallone, they're over 60 years old, and he retires near the Thai-Burma border, where the world's longest civil war rages? Guess a condo in Palm Springs was out of his price range.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer nowhere near retirement or Palm Springs. He's living here in Los Angeles.